This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 40 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And only for the month of January, earn up to $550 extra when you sell with The RealReal. That's right, up to $550 extra. Go to TheRealReal.com to get started. Earn up to $550 extra this month at TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
Guys, why is it called Black Friday?
I don't know. I'm colorblind.
That's a good question.
Maybe it has something to do with that Black Santa behind you.
What the heck?
What does that have to do with it?
Not that there's anything wrong with the Black Santa. I mean,
what's wrong with Black Santa?
There's nothing wrong with Black Santa. I just didn't know if there was a correlation between the name Black Friday and Black Santa.
I think it's kind of cool.
I don't know.
I think Santa can come in all races and shapes.
Coming to a Christmas near you next December, Brown Santa's dropping.
I just will say this. Santa cannot be jacked. He has to be fat.
What?
That's part of his nature. He eats a lot of food.
Nah, did you see that one Fortnite skin?
Oh my gosh.
Santa's very jacked in that one Fortnite skin.
I have that one Fortnite skin. He also has comes like a cartoon face on him.
We are officially gamer headed for the winter. It's completely rotted our brains for the past month, chortlers. I hate to break it to you.
Skibbity.
OG Fortnite! OG Fortnite!
Fortnite.
The term Black Friday was first coined in 1869 when two investors, Jay Gould and Jim Fisk, caused a market crash by driving up the price of gold. So why isn't Gold Friday?
Oh, Black Friday.
Gould ruined the price of gold? That sounds like a Dr. Seuss thing.
Couple of sigmas for that.
We can't talk about Dr. Seuss.
All the homies hate Mr. Gould for creating a pandemic of a holiday. It's not even a holiday. It's just brain rot that we've been justifying for the past century or two.
Bro, Dr. Seuss's handbook is...
What?
What?
I'm pretty sure Dr. Seuss was racist.
How do you know?
No, I think that was a thing, and he also cheated on his wife with cancer. But besides that...
Redfish,
so
Bluefish.
Keep this guy away from Dr. Seuss.
Redfish, Bluefish, one fish, I cheated on my wife with cancer. That's how that went.
That's not what he said.
He made a good handbook.
Bar for bar, word for word, Peyton.
Something like that.
It might be close.
Welcome to the Church Shortles Podcast. My name's Kyle. That's Ryan. That's Carter. That's Peyton. Today we're going to be covering over, you know, Black Friday, some of Thanksgiving, and some of the Christmas list, and how to keep it biblical in these times.
It's a hard time to stay biblical in because we are thankful for approximately one day, while most of the population these days have already been celebrating Christmas for the past month. I mean, a lot of us already have our Christmas list put together. All of us in the podcast do. And yet... For one day, we go back to being thankful now that the Christmas season has been extended before Thanksgiving. And for that 24 hours, we're thankful. And then immediately after, we're waking up at 6 a.m. to go freaking get the deals. We got to wake up early.
It's weird because we have Halloween, and then immediately following, you celebrate Christmas, then you give a week to Thanksgiving. Then after Thanksgiving, you celebrate Christmas, still Christmas. But there's that one little weird void in time called Black Friday. And that is terrifying.
Yeah, Black Friday freaked me out as a kid. I didn't know what to do on that day.
Thought people actually died?
I thought it was a bad day, honestly.
No, Ryan's not wrong. People actually do die.
That's true.
I would see people pulled up on Fox News talking about how dangerous it is, and like people like running over for TVs, bro. I've never seen that. I've been Black Friday shopping twice now.
If it isn't Mr. Spiritual Gift, oh, I'm a craftsman. Craftsmanship is my spiritual gift. I watch Fox News.
No, but it's weird. Like, I honestly don't think it is as violent as it used to be. And even, I mean, it sounds kind of cynical, but like it was kind of fun back then to hear all that.
Yeah, that's cynical. That's more than cynical. That's twisted, Ryan. That's twisted.
My bad.
Recently, this is in recent years since COVID, I think COVID kind of took the hype away a little bit because we went one without one completely. Then in 2021, there was like a baby diet Black Friday. Like, wear your masks. Don't get close to each other, even though Black Friday is all about everyone being crammed into a Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
I'm worried you give it a couple more years and things are going to get back to normal.
Good.
Good.
No, not good.
Bring on the brawling.
We need to keep heading in this direction. I don't know if it was clear yet, but I'm anti-Black Friday. Whoa. On the Church Turtles podcast. I'm still going. By the way, I'm still going.
We are still making a trip out of it.
You can't be anti-Black Friday.
No, I can totally be anti-Black Friday.
Here's the thing. This whole week, I haven't even been looking forward to going for the shopping, even though I do like shopping. But, like, I just want to hang out with all the boys in person, bro.
Hey, have you guys watched the Black Friday episode on Victorious?
I don't remember that one.
You don't remember it?
Watch the Kesha one?
No, I just remember the Breakfast Bunch episode. Are in the library, and it's based off the one movie.
The Victorious and the gang, they go into...
Andre! Andre, there's a helicopter on my ceiling. That's just your ceiling fan, Grandma.
Andre's grandma, bro.
So they get stuck in the store, and then the lasers pop up, and they can't get out.
I do remember that. That was Black Friday?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Besides Victorious, I'm anti-Black Friday. Because freaking laser securities, I don't know what message Victorious was trying to send those teenagers trying to break into a store for a nice snag. What does that teach the youth of today?
Be sneaky. Don't get caught.
You know what my flesh teaches me? My flesh wants me to watch the two guys in Walmart fight over the last PS5.
That's fleshy. That's a fleshy desire you have to watch a fight.
Yeah, I know.
I have to agree. I've dabbled in some Black Friday videos.
But to be fair, that would be a better fight than Tyson and Paul.
That was terrible.
Don't even get me started on that, bro.
Yeah, no. And here's the thing. We're going to date this podcast with this reference because someone's going to watch in a year and be like, who's still talking about that horrible fight?
Gosh, it was awful.
Keeping this biblical, I'm gonna pull out a verse to stay thankful.
Preach.
In Psalms chapter 100, verse 4, says, enter his gates with thanksgiving.
Amen.
And his courts with praise. Give thanks.
Did you Google verses with the word thanksgiving? you Googled verses with the word thanksgiving, did you not?
How else is he supposed to find them?
Be honest with me. Be honest with me.
Hey, I actually know a verse at the top of my head with the word thanksgiving.
Is it Philippians?
Philippians? Don't look down. Look into that camera, young man. What's the verse? Cliff Connectly me right now.
Philippians 4, 6 through 7. Yeah, that.
Say it. Quit looking at the camera. Or not the camera.
I'm not.
Yeah, he's not. Eye contact.
Eye contact. I want to hear that mouse say it.
Oh my gosh.
My eyes are up here, young man.
I'm blanking. My stage fright. I'm blanking.
I can say it in the camera if you want.
You just looked at it.
I don't know the whole thing, though.
Okay, do it.
Carter, are you going to do it, bro?
Give him a second. He's searching through the files in his brain.
Do not be anxious, but give thanksgiving to the Lord.
Yeah?
That is not it.
That's basically it. That summarizes it.
Sorry. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition. With thanksgiving, present your request to God.
See?
You think that's how Paul said it?
No.
Like a fax machine?
That was some AI stuff right there. That's when AI tries to have emotion these days. And it kind of works, and that's scary.
It's a little weird.
I just want to make it known, you guys got on to me for Googling a Thanksgiving verse, but at least I put in effort. I wanted to get a good verse.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Carter put in effort. We just kind of mandated that he say it from memory, and he didn't actually have it memorized all the way. Carter, good for you for getting a good verse. And Kyle, your verse was very good. It was very, very, very good.
I pulled a Cliff. Connectly.
No, that was nothing like Cliff.
Hold on.
You have some work to do. He's going to get the stance. Oh my gosh, dude. That was pure Cliff. Carter Connectly.
I'm going to name my kid Cliff.
What?
I'm going to name my kid Cliff and Stuart Connectly Kimmel.
Stuart.
Stuart. I'm not naming my kid Stuart. I'm sorry.
I'm going to name my kid Zebedee. Shout out to the previous podcast.
You made fun of me for trying to name my kid Zebedee.
Exactly. That's why I'm shouting it out. Guys, go watch it.
No. Judas, not Iscariot. You have to name him that.
What?
I have a verse. I don't have it memorized. It's Psalm 69, something, 69:3 or 6, mm-hmm. talks about giving praise to the Lord and giving thanksgiving through song, through singing songs of praise.
Okay.
It's a good verse. We got to do it. We got to do it.
Did you read it? Was that the verse?
That was pretty much it. I can pull it up if you really want.
With that, welcome to the first Church Turtles musical episode. Ryan is going to lead us into Thanksgiving through the form of song.
I will praise the name of God with a song. I will magnify him with thanksgiving. That's my song.
Heck yeah, bro. Now, Ryan, what does that mean? Because, yeah, once again, we got just a verse with the word thanksgiving in it.
That's a good point.
Can we dissect that a little bit?
So, you see, when you walk in on Sunday mornings, and we just go and go through the motions and sing the songs, like basically just a bad lip reading episode. We don't even know what we're saying.
Mm.
But when we really dial in, we listen to those words, we can feel the Holy Spirit moving in our hearts, and then we can sing songs of thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I have a verse.
What is it?
This is Matthew 6:25.
This is in the Sermon on the Mount.
This kind of goes with objects on Black Friday, the objects we want.
Ooh.
Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body or what you will wear. Is it not life more than food, and the body more than clothes?
Mm.
Look at the birds in the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns.
Yes.
And yet your heavenly Father feeds them.
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you by what? Can any one of you?
You got it, buddy.
I.
What?
Can any one of you by worrying add? Okay, sorry. Add a single hour to your life?
No, I could not. I could not. I actually think I'm taking days of my life off every time I worry, probably.
Yeah, you get one more wrinkle every time.
Same.
One less hair follicle.
1, 2, 3, 4. I'm losing hair follicles anyways.
I also have another verse.
But yeah, can we give our lists? Can we give our lists and then get back to the scripture afterwards?
That might be a good idea because we're kind of just verse bombing right now. We're verse bombing the listener, and they're not going to know what to do with it all.
Guys, I have a really good first gift on my Christmas list.
What is it?
I was thinking, like, we just got out of Halloween, and a lot of that is like demons and ghosts, bro. So for Christmas, hopefully, I wanted a crucifix.
Keep you safe, huh?
Keep me safe. It's always going to be in my back pocket. Just
yeah.
So, you're a conjuring.
A conjuring?
He is a conjuring. That is certainly a statement.
I'm literally a Catholic.
Recite the Hail Mary, Kyle, if you're such a Catholic. Recite it right now.
He's got his third monitor pulled up.
Bro's a three-monitor Andy.
Well,
totally can't see Kyle typing away for you audio listeners. Kyle definitely knows the Hail Mary.
Wait, you say Hail Mary?
Yeah, that's a prayer they say.
That's a basketball term.
That's a basketball?
Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with thee.
What, basketball?
Yeah, a Hail Mary.
Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
We love you, Catholic brothers and sisters.
That was not mockingly at all.
I was just trying to sound profound.
Profound?
You're trying to sound profound?
You know what profound means?
You trying to be stoic or something?
You know what the scholars say, dude.
A studious. No, you were trying to be a studious.
What's on your list, Carter?
You guys been on my butt about this one.
I know what you're going to say already.
The good old arm of boom.
Oh my gosh. You see this? You see this right here for you video listeners? Sorry, audio listeners. I'm pointing to my mic arm, as is Kyle and as is Ryan. However, Carter, dear audio listeners, is holding his microphone like a bozo. And guess what? It's my microphone.
And he forgets to pick it up sometimes, and then his audio's screwed. Yes.
He lays it on the desk and just talks towards the screens.
It's so casual.
What are you talking about?
Hey, guys, is my audio fine? Hey, is my audio fine, guys?
Hey! Hey, is my mic good?
How's my mic?
Sounds like it normally is, Ryan.
That's good audio quality.
So I have to literally put it in my freaking mouth.
No.
That was inappropriate.
For you guys listening, viewers, here's what we're doing with our list. We're sharing our list because we're trying to navigate this world where, you know, my mom texts me. I'm freaking 23 years old, and my mom's texting me saying, hey, I'm going to need a Christmas list soon. Thanks, Mom.
Aw.
I'm glad to still be receiving some.
Are you complaining?
No, I'm not. But sometimes I feel a little old because it's like I'm making a Christmas list. I'm trying to gather ideas. I don't know what to ask for these days. Because I'm trying to be reasonable.
Peyton, you've reached unk status. You're unk status,
I'm
bro.
Not that old. You're going to blink.
You're 4 years older than me.
You're going to blink, and you're going to be 45, no kids.
Buddy, you're a whole election term older than him.
There's a fertility crisis in this country. That's all I'm saying. All
right, on my list, I have a couple of movies that I want to get for you CD players.
That's not a thing anymore. CD player,
that's a DVD.
Let me
That's a
talk.
DVD, bro.
You CD so, players? What the heck are
the
you
movie,
talking about?
If you've seen the Christian flick War Room. You guys seen War Room?
Bro, you can watch that on Angel, I'm pretty sure.
It's about a girl who goes into her closet and makes a little prayer closet. And you see that pew right there? Actually, you probably can't really see it. You can see a little bit.
Little baby pew, I see it.
That was supposed to be my little prayer corner. It used to be in the other corner of the room with my prayer board above it. And I haven't used it in like 2 months. And I need to rewatch that movie to give me some motivation, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
My other movie was X-Men Apocalypse because I want to see how the world ends without reading Revelation.
That's not how that works.
X-Men suck. I'm sorry.
I'm taking Revelation next semester, actually. I'm kind of excited.
See, why don't you just watch X-Men Apocalypse?
Wait, Revelation like 105 or something?
105?
Is that a class called Revelation?
Those are liberal IU Indiana University terms. We don't use those at my Bible college. We don't use 105 and 101. It's just Revelation. You only need one class and you're good.
I made a joke earlier about a crucifix, but I did want to say something that was actually like a thing I actually did want. Just real quick, just so I can just get out of the way for my chrysalis. I need a desk because I shouldn't. Sorry, audio listeners. I shouldn't be able to do this.
For you audio listeners out there, Kyle is. The image is just blurry and static.
Yeah, so it's going to be an electric raising desk.
You get a raising desk?
That's a little bougie. That's a little materialistic of you.
I hope so, at least.
Hey, Kyle, and here's the thing. This is a two-for-one because you get the standing desk, but you also ask for one of those standing treadmills, and then you're good for your New Year's resolution as well.
Oh, dude. I don't think he liked that suggestion.
I wasn't implying that you needed to do that as your New Year's resolution. It's just a common thing. It's just a common thing.
You gave him a resolution. A revolution.
Revelation.
Revelations.
Yeah, hey, Kyle, change this about yourself next year. I'm sorry, Kyle. I was.
You pointed it out!
What was that?
As my New Year's resolution, too, probably.
Peyton, bro, you looking slim thick.
I have lost 30 pounds in the past 3 months.
Yeah, because he's been eating red meat.
It's because I'm based like RFK.
The seed oils.
Seed oils. They're very bad.
This brings up. I went to McDonald's before this podcast, and I spent 40 minutes in the mobile order line, in the mobile ordering order parking space, and all the cars around me, they kept bringing in their food. And on the app, I was in spot number 2. I marked it. I know I did. And then I walked in after so long. I was like, where's my mobile order? And they said, oh, we have one sitting here right in the back of the freaking kitchen. And they were like, what's your name? I said, Ryan. And they, oh, yeah, this is yours, buddy. I was like,
man, you're eating all the seed oils, bro. You went to DQ as well after work.
I waited 40 minutes to poison my body.
Better to just not eat, honestly.
I shouldn't have ate.
Ryan, you're telling me you also had a poisonous Dairy Queen blizzard today?
I should have fasted today, I know.
Wow.
Ice cream's good.
It is very good.
Very good.
Didn't have to wait 40 minutes for my blizzard.
Where the freak did he just disappear to?
I don't know. Kyle left, guys.
He just vanished.
So that's just a warning, guys. Careful when you pray for patience. I haven't been praying for patience, and God has given me tests.
When I pray for patience, I somehow end up at Applebee's, but I could do a whole episode on Applebee's. I hate Applebee's.
What? You hate Applebee's?
Applebee's is bad.
No, it's not.
And that's
not.
All I'll say today, because it'll become the rest of the episode.
We'll talk about Applebee's later.
Their wings are good.
Isn't there a thing about how Applebee's, like, their locations create, like, a like the pentagram? Or is that a different restaurant?
That's Outback Steakhouse. I've seen that same post.
Is it? Oh, dude, Outback's good, but now I don't want to eat there.
What's a pentagram? Is that like the devil symbol?
We're not going to keep talking about C-tier chain food restaurants.
C-tier?
B-tier.
I wouldn't even go that far.
It's pretty expensive.
Peyton, what do you want?
On my Christmas list, here's one item that you guys might have as well. I put V-Bucks. I put Fortnite V-Bucks.
Dang it! Freak! Ooh. Freak!
In-game cosmetics, I need more. I need all those emotes where I do silly little dances. I love doing silly little dances in Fortnite.
Like the true heart dance?
It was in the item shop yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know which one that is. But
was it really? They make the heart?
Yeah, I was thinking about buying it, but I didn't want to copy you, Ryan.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's Thank Ryan's. You. Don't step on Ryan's toes.
No. I bought that with my own hard-earned money. It was probably Christmas money, realistically.
Yeah. So is V-Bucks fair, or is that like a little too...
No, because if you get the V-Bucks for Christmas, then we'll still have what? Well, does it go every week? Chapter one every week, or is every...
OG works in a certain way.
I just know OG will be at its prime peak after Christmas as well.
Yes, and we're going to do a little shameless plug right now. We're not going to talk about Fortnite, hopefully, anymore this episode. But if you're watching this before December 6th of 2024, the boys in this call, in this podcast, we're doing a live stream of us playing Fortnite the day the OG season drops. So that's going to be pretty sick.
Where are we dropping, boys?
Let me just say I'll be dropping Salty Springs.
Retail.
Good spot. Something on my list... AirPod Pros.
Amen.
Oh, I have a freaking story about this.
What's your story?
Ryan, you literally bought them for yourselves. I saw you buy them the other day.
They are right here, but I know I'm going to lose them inevitably, so I need another pair.
Wait, but no, before my story, you're asking for a second pair?
I'm going to lose them eventually. I almost broke them the other day.
What? No.
Bro, you should have got the Gen 2. They have the softy thingy at the end of it.
Are you being serious, bro?
No, I'm kidding.
Oh,
I'm kidding.
No, I think you're walking this back. I think this is something you were actually going to do.
No. I actually did have it on my list, and then I bought them myself because it was such a good deal. I had to, and then I took it off my real list.
And here's the thing. We're going Black Friday shopping in 2 days from now. It's the day before Thanksgiving, by the way, guys. And what if that's your attitude towards everything you experience in 2 days?
It's a good deal.
It's a good deal. I better buy it. It's on my list, but...
Guys, Black Friday's evil.
It is.
For the Chortles, I'm going to get a professional camera.
Okay, that's actually necessary.
Okay, not this webcam, bro.
Yeah, necessary is a strong word, but it would be nice. It would be nice. Because Kyle, he's got such a cute face, and it would be nice for the video listeners to be able to see him in a more clear light.
I also had a camera/GoPro. I won't probably need a camera first before a GoPro, but I would also want a GoPro for my Instagram stuff.
Sounds like we need to go to Best Buys across the nation and hope Mr. Beast is doing a giveaway or something.
If you download Shopify or something like that, you can get in a...
His $1 million shop cash giveaway. Yeah, I saw that too.
I saw it too.
I'll go away from the technology stuff a little bit. I want a hometown Pacers Miles Turner jersey. That's what I want.
Miles Turner. Pacer for life. He's a fan favorite.
My old roommate is not a favorite of Miles Turner.
Why?
Miles Turner has been the best player on the court this season.
My old roommate Derek was hurt by the Pacers real bad because of their constant rebuilding process there for a couple years.
That's fair.
And all of his faith in the team is destroyed. He roots against them now, actively.
Return to a villain.
I thought about asking for a Wayne Gretzky Indianapolis Racers jersey, because for those of you who don't know, Wayne Gretzky, the GOAT of hockey, evidently started playing minor league hockey in Indianapolis, which is crazy to me.
I didn't know that. What?
Yeah, Indianapolis Racers.
That's crazy.
I didn't care.
Kyle, you call yourself a hockey fan? You call yourself a freaking Las Vegas fan?
Golden Knights all the way. Golden Knights all
You're
the way.
You're a Golden
baby.
Knights fan.
Woo! I root for the team that's brand new. They live in Vegas and they just won the Stanley Cup. I don't care to win, Gretzky. The great one started in my state. The great one. That's what they call him.
He was the GOAT.
I can't agree with that. I can't agree with that.
Wait, oh, sorry.
You know who I think the best hockey player ever is, bro?
It's not a debate. There's no I think.
It's...
Yeah, it's Gretz.
It's Wayne Gretzky.
No, it's Bobby Orr, bro.
Bobby Orr?
Yeah.
Is that the kid from The Blind Side?
The Blind Side?
Nah, bro. 2-time Stanley Cup champion, 8-time Norris Trophy winner as the league's best defenseman. Like, come on, bro.
Peyton, what do you want?
Oh, back to my tangent. Carter got us off technology. I'm going to bring us back. In recent months, Apple has bent me over and spanked me across the butt multiple times in multiple different facets. So, first that happened. I have this phone. It's got this thing. And I don't know if this is like, you know how they remove the headphone jack so you're like plugging stuff in and out more?
Yes.
I have to prop up my phone to charge it. It's not the cord. Everyone, when I say that, they're like, oh, it's a bad cord. It's not a bad cord. I have to prop it up with my AirPods. Just wait a second.
With the AirPods?
Are you sure your charging port isn't clean? It's dirty.
Have you tried a paperclip?
No, I clean mine pretty frequently because I'm a blue collar boy and stuff gets in it.
Cleaning your phone charger port is not blue collared.
No.
What are you trying to say?
Oh, my spiritual gift is craftsmanship. I wear a Carhartt hoodie. That's not what I said, Ryan. I said because I'm a blue collar boy, stuff gets in the charging port when it's in my pocket.
Oh. Okay.
And sometimes I just put sawdust in my charging port. And then I spit my Zen juice into it, too. Second point. I have these AirPods. 2 weeks ago, I take my right AirPod and I put it in my ear. And it just sounds like someone's farting in my ear.
What is that? Can you demonstrate?
It sounds like those... it's like those old dank meme. It's like...
What happened to him?
Be watching. I'll be listening to music. I'll be listening to Forrest Frank, and it's like, I'm like, geez, Forrest, why are you giving me raspberries?
What?
No, so that was just spontaneous. That was overnight. I went for like a run one day, and 2 days later, I'm at work, and it sounds like it's farting in my ear, and that was very upsetting.
I think it was because of your sweat.
Yeah. You're supposed to be able to work out in your AirPods.
Yeah. They make everything else like water resistant, waterproof now, so.
Yeah. This was the first gen AirPod Pros, and I think that model is notoriously bad because they gave me a new set for free once. Don't think they're going to do it a second time. So now I'm out AirPods, as well as having a phone that doesn't charge like it should.
Clean that port, bro.
Third point. These are all on my list. I'm probably not going to get any of them, to be honest with you.
Getting that cliff stance.
He's doing the thing.
Third point. Now, the other day, I was going to type on my MacBook Air.
Dude.
Well, coming after the MacBook.
I played Minecraft on this MacBook Air in 2020. I got quarantined for a week and I played Minecraft on it, and it has not operated the same ever since.
Bro is a walking Apple ad.
Please don't go to Samsung, though.
Now, no, I would never. Literally,
it's disgusting.
I go to type my password, which is just my name, on my computer.
Oh, leaked.
And there is a G and a T in my name. And I kept typing it in wrong. It kept saying password wrong. And I'm like, what's going on?
You say G?
G, right. That's our last name, brother.
Oh my gosh.
We share that.
Oh my gosh.
The middle column of keys stopped working.
That's actually a common thing. That's terrible.
One column in the dead center. 5, G, T, and B. The spacebar luckily works.
That would be tragic.
Yeah, it has ruined my life. Also, forward slash, which is one random key on the right side.
So are you asking for replacements for those?
Here's the thing. Do I even bother replacing them? I want to go to the Apple store is what I want to do for Christmas.
Brother,
you want to riot.
I don't know what the male version. What's the male version of a Karen?
Darren.
Is it Darren?
This is a Christian podcast. I'm going to raise some heck in there.
Raise heck? Brother, chill.
He said chill. Heck. No, he said heck.
I'm going to raise some heck in the Apple store.
Hey, too.
I'm going to make an Apple employee in their little beanie cry.
I'm going to say something on my list that'll make you a little calm.
What's that?
Please calm me down.
I want a puppy.
A puppy's not going to calm him down. A puppy's probably going to go pee on all of his other Apple products.
What?
Yeah, it's probably going to piss on my stoplight.
What the heck is this? I brought up a puppy, and you're just hating on a puppy.
Carter, remember the last time you documented a puppy?
Oh, well, no, you can't bring this up now.
Oh, man.
This is the Christmas episode. This is Jolly. He's talking about the time Carter videoed his dead dog, and he was like, yeah, she kind of stinks.
He was like seven.
That's so messed up that you brought that up, Kyle.
He didn't, dude. He told me about it. He didn't care.
We're supposed to be holiday cheers right now.
Puppies are cute. That cheers me up a little bit thinking about it. What kind of puppy, though? It's not like one of those white dogs with the black schmutz in their eyes.
Or a golden doodle.
Yeah, that's a rich white girl dog. Sorry if you have a golden doodle out there, but it's a rich white girl dog if you have one.
Beagle pup.
Upper middle class white girl dog.
Because I have two right now.
They're so cute.
Beagle.
Your beagles are cute.
Chocolate lab or black lab.
There are certainly better dogs, but a beagle will do.
Black labs are annoying. Any labs are annoying. Didn't mean to single out the black labs.
You think my lab's annoying?
No, yours is pretty chill, but she's also really old and crusty.
And big.
Don't call her crusty.
She's a little crusty.
Don't worry. I have a cat named Megatron to make up for it.
Nah, Megatron's pretty cool.
Megatron's chill. I've met Megatron.
On my list, I have Jonathan Isaac's shoe brand. They're called the Judah Ones. And I want them.
Amen.
Because it's a pretty Christian thing to have.
A pretty Christian thing to have?
No, yeah, it'd be pretty Christian if I had them, so I should probably get them.
Wow, you're so Christian.
Get some brownie points.
These are kind of clean.
They are clean, actually. And the ones I want, the two colorways I want, are always out in my size, so I haven't got them yet. But hopefully they're back in stock for Christmas.
That's also on my list.
I can vibe with that.
Yeah, I was kind of joking about just doing it to look Christian, but I really do appreciate what John Isaac's doing for the game, doing for the kingdom of God.
And hey, take 60 seconds, explain to the folks at home that don't know who that is.
John Isaac, a great defensive player in the NBA. That's what he's known for. That and his stance with Jesus Christ. He is very bold in his faith. We know we have Tim Tebow, we have Steph Curry, some staples in the Christian athletes community. But John Isaac...
Steph Curry.
What are you talking about, Steph Curry?
Steph Curry, sorry. Keep going.
Are you casting judgment on Stephen Curry?
No, I like Steph, I do.
On Wardell?
Wardell, I like Wardell.
I also like Wardell.
I like Wardell.
Now, John Isaac, I will say, he is the most bold in his faith of any athlete I might have ever seen. And I love it. And he plays for Orlando Magic, shout out. They're doing pretty good this season. Testament to him as well. He is a big part of that team. And God is using him in big ways.
Come on the pod, Jonathan Isaacs.
Singular. There's not two of them.
Isaac.
Get over here, buddy, old pal.
When the Magic come to town, Peyton, give him a call. Let him stop by.
Hey, man.
Oh.
I'm going to use this.
Gainbridge Pass.
Oh, shoot. Don't steal my badge. That's my barcode.
You and Caitlin Clark are coworkers.
Yeah, me and Caitlin Clark, we actually had lunch the other day. She's pretty chill.
That's so not true.
Yeah, that was a lie.
Guys, I think for me personally, I should bring it back to one of my spiritual gifts.
Carhartt hoodie?
That is also on there. I got a Carhartt Rain Defender and a Milwaukee Drill and Impact gun.
Oh, brother.
That test gave you a big head, didn't it? Your head was this big, now it's this big.
I can't lie, I also had a couple Milwaukee tools on my list because our boss is getting on our butts, and fair to him, about getting our own tools to work with.
Is he going
to
buy them, dude?
That's what I was thinking. Throw it on the business expense, but I don't know.
Or just raise my pay.
Hey, bro, pay me more, and maybe I can buy tools? I got to eat.
I need a tool allowance or something.
Speaking of... green stuff.
Green. Milwaukee's red.
No, I'm talking about money. I need money.
Oh.
Oh.
The boy needs funds.
Is this a promotion for our patriarch or
Patreon?
Patreon, not patriarch.
No. I just need freaking money. I'm sorry. I need the green stuff. Though I just got a job. That's nice. I worked the last couple days.
Hey, let's
hogs.
Can we get some applause for that?
Been saying it for 4 years.
Better late than never.
I know, I'm proud of him. I actually am.
I need some money bad.
What do you need money for? Because the point of this episode is like to navigate materialism as we approach this Black Friday and Cyber Monday and entire Christmas season.
Debt? To the guy with the dino behind him and a also fellow member, a of our friend group.
Oh.
Who bought my ticket for the Indiana-Ohio State game.
Did you know the Bible says do not go into debt to anyone?
Yep. And I'm working on it.
It also says to forgive that debt, bro.
Yeah, too.
True. Ryan, forgive Carter's debt. You just got cornered. You just got cornered by your own logic.
You're taking that out of context.
You took the first one out of context.
No.
What am I bringing to a serious part? Our Patreon!
No, we're not launching a Patreon yet. We're literally on episode like 9 or 10. Whatever one this is, I forget.
Guys, we don't want your money. We want your support.
Payne, what do you ask for?
A Patagonia fleece.
Why is that? Why do you need that?
Because I already have a couple and I want more.
Liberal sissy.
What do you mean liberal sissy? Patagonia fleece is warm as heck.
How is that liberal?
You put your headphones back on. Put them back on. You can't do that. That's cheating. I have to make a point.
I have no idea what you're saying right now, so that means I win. Patagonia liberal sissy.
Imagine if this is what Ben Shapiro did on the stage.
You have to let him rebuttal, bro.
Guys, Carter's not even here.
This is exactly what Charlie Kirk does.
He goes, la 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 la.
You're not being very intellectually honest right now, Kyle.
I'm going to be honest. I only heard of Patagonia after this year. This is like my first year ever heard of Patagonia.
What?
Patagonia is, listen, they are like making all their stuff out of recycled materials now. I think that's pretty cool. They also charge an arm and a leg for a singular article of clothing. It's kind of brutal.
It's not cool.
And their motto, which I'm a sucker for this, is buy something nice and have it last, or something like that. That was a very bastardized version of that phrase.
Why do you need another one if your one already lasts?
Because I changed sizes.
Oh, you slimmed down.
He's a skinny boy now.
You're Slim Shady.
Kyle, this could be you after this New Year's resolution.
Oh.
Kyle, I'm sorry. Come back.
Stop. Stop mewing.
Well, if we're talking about appearances, guys, Carter has a low taper fade.
Dude, that meme is still so massive.
We're marginalizing our audience, guys.
Hey, I know what I want, and it's probably the less of y'all's worries, but I want a...
Yes?
Coach Cignetti shirt.
Coach Cignetti lost the one real team he played all season.
Dude, they're arguably like the best team in the nation, bro.
He didn't even argue that.
No. I get upset when people say that.
And Carter, I joined your live stream today on Instagram. And everyone was saying Woodson's the problem, or fire Woodson. And I'm like, Woodson's not the problem, guys. What are you talking about? Just a rage bait, and it worked on one guy.
Yeah, some dude was like, what are you talking about? I had 45 people watching, so I didn't really see how many people were like just in there. I didn't even know who I knew in there, and all of a sudden I see a random guy comment at Peyton Wright, and I was like, what the heck? Yeah. Where did that come from?
I rage baited and it worked on one guy.
I said I didn't see that. I joined Carter's thing and he was just really lagging and everyone's like, you're lagging, and then he like restarted it again.
Story of Carter's phone life. Every time you call Carter to the podcast listeners, it goes to voicemail the first time you call every time.
It does. It's been doing that since sixth grade.
It's so long, and is your phone's not on Do Not Disturb, is it? It's not.
That's so weird. You have been through like three phones where it still does that.
Bro's got that on iCloud backup.
Bro's got Mint Mobile.
He must.
Mint?
Ryan Reynolds one. Yeah.
Hey, Mint Mobile. I bought a mobile company. We have good deals. That's what his commercials all sound like to me.
Yeah, he has no idea what's going on with that company.
No, he doesn't.
I also want an axe.
A chopping axe?
Like Axe body spray.
No. Freak axe body spray.
You trying to get a mate? You're trying to attract a mate, aren't you?
Carter, why do you need an axe? I've never seen you use an axe.
Because he doesn't have one.
Because he doesn't have one.
I want an axe.
It's not what that dude. Oh my gosh.
Every man needs an axe. What is Peyton getting? No way he just has an axe on his bed. Oh my gosh.
Oh, it's a hatchet. Doesn't count.
That's not an axe. That's a hatchet.
Doesn't count. No.
It's a hatchet.
Everyone needs a hatchet, too.
It's not an axe.
Yeah, it's not an axe, but it's a hatchet.
I keep this by my bed in case I need to kill someone at night.
Okay. If we're doing that, I'll be right back.
Look, why don't you have this?
No!
That's all you need, bro.
I'm cooked.
And I did have this out just for a bit, but that worked out. But on my Christmas list is also a holster, so I can carry this around.
You gotta stay strapped out there.
But you made for a good bit. Good hatchet bit. Oh, Kyle has a shotgun.
That looks like a hunting rifle from Fortnite.
Is that the Fortnite blue pump?
This is a pump.
That's the blue bump. It's a blue bump.
I'm pretty sure we can get, like, in trouble for having a gun.
No.
On YouTube.
I don't think we can.
We're not monetized. It doesn't matter.
You don't get demonetized for that.
Yeah, you're right.
There are whole gun channels out there.
I see them on shorts all the time. A bunch of shorts channels that just talk about guns and make a lot of money off of it.
Mm-hmm.
That was also on my list. I would like a gun.
For what?
Shooting.
Shooting what?
Targets.
You're saying it very inconspicuously.
A little worried about you, Carter.
A paper target.
Oh, okay. That's fine.
And then a squirrel.
Hmm.
Hey, God gives us dominion over all animals.
It means I'm going to shoot them and kill them. That's what that means.
Yeah, man, I cannot kill them.
Hey, are we going back to the verses? Because I have a verse.
Any more on anybody's list?
I have an Elgato Stream Deck. But
That was the last thing on mine, too. That's pretty cool.
Stream Decks are pretty cool.
I got pants and a quarter zip.
What kind of quarter zip?
It's got some trees on it. Like some, like, it's really minimalistic.
Bro. I got one more thing. I don't have a girlfriend. I have a fiance. I'm engaged, by the way. I haven't revealed that.
Fiance
reveal.
Oh, I'm engaged. I'm engaged.
Yeah. She contests. I want a poncho, like a cowboy poncho. I think I would look sick as crap in that thing.
Ponchos are underrated.
What about cowboy hat?
That comes later. That comes later.
So, any more gifts?
Oh, wait. No.
That's good. So what do we think? What do we think? Do we think, should we be asking for all these things? Because sometimes I look at myself, I'm like, man, you know how good we have it here in America? And then you see Christians across the sea.
Yeah.
You see them across the sea fighting for their lives every day, fighting for a bite to eat.
They don't have this just sitting around.
They needed something a little more saturating than Skinny Pop, dude.
They would die for Skinny Pop right now, though.
They're going to die.
Yeah, it's not many calories.
They would die if they ate Skinny Pop right now.
They need something satiating. They need an animal. They need some red meat.
Big beer.
I feel a little dirty looking at my Christmas list, I will say.
Yeah.
Yep, me too.
And some things, because as a student, it would be nice to have a computer that could type on the go and use the letters T, G, and B, and the letter 5, number 5.
Letter 5.
I would like to type the letter 5 on my computer, but I can't at the moment.
No.
I feel like your list was not bad, Peyton, but then the V-Bucks kind of brought it down.
In-game cosmetics is a dirty pleasure of mine, I will say. Because I just want to do silly little dances with my funny little skin.
Yeah, what's your skin? The freaking Rufus?
Balenciaga Doggo?
I got Doggo. He wears a Balenciaga hoodie.
Yeah, I I don't need a puppy. I already got two dogs.
Mm-hmm.
I had V-Bucks on there, but Peyton said it. An axe wouldn't be too bad to have. It's pretty handy.
Hey, man. Put it on your list. It's handy.
Money will come. I just got to work more.
Yeah. You could take care of that yourself.
And then the Signetti shirt, I mean, I can get that anytime.
Hey, we got to remember, it's nice to have these things. It's nice to want stuff. It's not bad to want stuff like that. But we also got to think the Lord will provide, not even if it's that. He'll just provide what we need.
Verse bomb.
Yeah. I don't need another pair of AirPods. I don't necessarily need a new pair of basketball shoes. But you know, we are here to be thankful as well.
I'm thankful for the one AirPod that works.
This old case, one of them barely works.
Okay.
But that counts for something. Some kid across the world would love those.
I'm thankful that my phone charges if I prop it up.
Amen.
I'm thankful for the 90 out of 93 keys on my keyboard that work.
I'm thankful for these two guys behind me, Fillmore and
Black Santa.
I haven't given him a name yet. It's just Black Santa, I guess. It's just like Santa.
Blanta.
Why do you have to give him a name? That's clearly just Santa.
No, I feel like, well, isn't Santa like
Saint
Kris Kringle? Would his be the same?
Exactly.
You got to think what their names are.
I got some verses on why we might be able to justify our lists a little bit. But in reality, just on giving to others, it's not a sin. Proverbs 11:24 says, "One gives freely, yet grows all the richer." So obviously, God's not going to grant riches to someone that is living in sin. If you are granting granting gifts to others. That is a good thing. That is a godly thing to do. I'm a big Dave Ramsey fan, and he talks about that all the time. Get wealthy in a smart way, a smart biblical way. Treat others right. And then once you are wealthy enough, go out and just give immensely.
Yeah, giving's good.
Yeah, giving's a great thing. God gave his son the best gift.
Yeah, it's good to give. Don't want to misconstrue this at all. I think the problem is just that Black Friday has turned into, I'm going to shop for myself right now.
Yeah.
And that's what we're doing in 2 days for certain reasons. Granted, a lot of the things we're looking for have to do with this podcast, I will say. And maybe getting some upgrades that we're investing in. But there's going to be temptations on Friday for us to shop for ourselves in ways that aren't productive, that don't further our hobbies, that are just like materialistic clothing,
yeah,
perhaps.
I'm going to have to agree with you because last year I bought a $200 keyboard.
I remember that. I kind of gaslit you into that.
You tempted him to do that?
I actually didn't. I think I'm remembering that wrong.
No, that's wrong because I said, I don't know if I should get it. And you went, is it going to make you want to play Fortnite more? And I was like, yeah.
You got to keep yourself motivated.
That's the deciding factor.
It's like when girls buy water bottles because they're like, it'll make me want to drink water more.
That is the... I'm sorry. I know I have stupid hobbies, but if I see a girl, oh, I need the new Hydro Flask. Oh, I need the new Awala. I need the new...
There was a girl on the podcast with us. It would be Stanley Cup, Hydro Flask, Yeti mug. Be like 10 cups.
5 or 6 years with this guy?
Ooh.
Yeah, I don't need to switch up.
5 to 10 minutes with this guy.
I got all my dents, bro.
Hey, all I gotta say is, this is gonna go in your local ocean.
Plastic water bottle? Yeah, I don't know if... I think you might as well go with the Awala.
You swallow microplastics.
You can look at Awala wrong, it'll dent, bro. Most fragile water bottle on the market.
You really can.
And you also don't want to, like, flex that you're giving either. You don't want to be like, yeah, I gave away this. Mm-hmm, yeah, pretty cool, I'm pretty giving. Keep it humble, bro. Keep it simple.
Don't let your left hand know what your right hand's doing.
Such a bar.
Your reward in heaven's going to be great, bro. But it's not always just works. It's not just works, bro.
And it's not just about your reward in heaven. It's about benefiting the rewards of people around you.
Helping others. Amen, brother.
Yeah.
Look at Fillmore. I gave him a home.
You did. He was on the streets. I gave Garfield a home. He's back there.
Is that from Dad's math classroom?
From 7th grade?
Said the best computer. Best computer is the one between your ears. It's motivational.
I remember that.
Yeah.
I remember that, bro.
Carter, what's your verse?
This says, the eye is the lamp of the body. If your eyes are healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eyes are unhealthy, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light within you is darkness, how great is that darkness? You're probably wondering, what's that mean?
What's that mean?
If you are too focused on wanting stuff, all the stuff, you are causing darkness. And then, hold on. No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Do not serve the master of wanting or greed or all this crap that, yes, idols. That's where I was getting at.
The idols.
Carter, I'm going to throw out my verse, and they're going to work together with your verse, and they're going to make a little baby, which is, they're going to combine.
God says to be fruitful and multiply.
The ground of a certain rich man yielded an abundant harvest. He thought to himself, what shall I do? I have no place to store my crops. Then he said, this is what I'll do. I will tear down my barns and build bigger ones, and there I will store my surplus grain. And I'll say to myself, you have plenty of grain laid up for many years. Take life easy. Eat, drink, and be merry. But God said to him, you fool, this very night your life will be demanded from you. Then who will get what you have prepared for yourself? This is how it will be with whoever stores up things for themselves, but is not rich towards God.
That is God commanding us to give, actually.
Mm-hmm. You fool.
And it's nice. It's nice to give towards your friends, towards your community, towards your church.
Can you imagine if you're wrestling with a guy for that 75-inch TV that's on sale for a really good price, and God just says, you fool, somebody's going to rob your house tonight. Doesn't matter. They're going to demand your life.
Bars. That's straight bars right there.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Don't wrestle a man for a 75-inch TV.
Don't do it.
You don't need that. You don't need that. Read a book.
So, 1 John... Apostle John writes to the Ephesians, most likely. That's what they believe. Chapter 2, verse 16 says, "For all that is in the world, the desires of the flesh and the desires of the eyes and pride of life is not from the Father, but from the world." So John writes this to the church of Ephesus, who at the time, ideas of idolatry were creeping into the Christian church, which idolatry is just worshiping items, worshiping false gods, that kind of thing. And the desire for those items are from the world and from the flesh. So we absolutely got to be careful with our Christmas lists. Those things can become idols very quickly.
And hey, what if the concept of Christmas as we take it is in itself an idol?
It is. It definitely is. We spend more time on Christmas thinking about the lights and the fun little reindeer than we do about Jesus.
I was at a store yesterday, and this guy, this kid, he was working the cashier, handed me my thing I was checking out with. He goes, "It was Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays." And I was like, dang.
Boo.
Bro bit his tongue.
Can't even say Merry Christmas.
Yeah, he goes, "Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays."
If you were Jewish, you'd be pissed.
Boo. Say Merry Christmas.
I will say I'm jealous of Hanukkah people for having Hanukkah people. They're Jewish.
Hanukkah people.
Hanukkah people is dude. I know I'm told not to say that's crazy, but that's crazy what you just said. Hanukkah people.
No, that was nuts. I'm sorry. I'm jealous of Jews because they get 7 days for their holiday.
So does that mean they get presents every day?
No, probably not. I don't know how
they get 12 candles or something.
Are they scented candles?
Probably.
Hey, Jewish people.
Jewish fans.
What do those candles smell like?
This is a genuinely curious statistic. How many Jewish people's houses burn down throughout Hanukkah?
I don't think that's a thing.
No, think about it. They have a big thing of candles just sitting there all the time.
Dude, everyone uses candles every day.
Yeah, but it's 24/7 lit.
It's 24/7 lit?
I think.
Kyle 2024. What a quote. What a quote.
Yeah, but hey, do they not get gifts?
I'm sure they give gifts for Hanukkah. I don't know. I'm not a Hanukkah person. Is that offensive?
That probably is.
I'm sorry.
But it's fine. We didn't mean to. Everything's good.
Everything's okay if you didn't mean to be upsetting about it.
They were even supposed to forgive in the Old Testament, so I'm sure they'll forgive us.
My brother's at Abraham over there.
Father Abraham had many sons. Mm-hmm.
Guys, since we're talking about the holidays, it's not our main one for Christmas yet, but should we just pray it out? Who hasn't prayed it out in a little bit?
I'll pray it out. I'll pray it out for us. Dear Father, we thank you for this podcast, and we thank you for any listeners, and we pray that they just have some great holidays, whether their Thanksgiving went well, that they stayed safe on Black Friday, and that they had a great Christmas and New Year's, and we just pray that they stay safe if anyone's traveling or anything. We pray that, of course, we're just being a little silly on this platform, but we pray that we can bring some wisdom to their lives and to their hearts with the verses that you have given us. Lord, I just pray over them all, and I pray that you just give us a good night and good rest on your holidays. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen.
Let's go play Fortnite.
Fortnite.
Fortnite.